Hello to all our Roanoke Grave viewers. Today, Bailey and I will be talking about the Lost Colony of Roanoke.
What is the Lost Colony of Roanoke?
Glad you asked. Well, first John White took 117 colonists to Roanoke Island to establish a new colony for England. The bad news was he had to go back to England to get more supplies for the colony.
Now I remember when John White got back to England, a naval war broke out and he couldn't get back for 3 years. The only thing they left was the word Karoa Towing carved in a tree.
Are you sure this wasn't just a stage magic trick?
Really? In the 1700s?
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, what do you think happened to them?
I think they got lost at sea or starved to death.
Well, they might have gotten shot down at sea, but not lost.
But evidence shows from the movie Digging the Truth that the colonists didn't know their way around the world.
Good point. I do think your theory of starving could be possible, because they sent John White to get food and supplies, but he couldn't come back.
Thanks.
I personally think that the settlers landed at Roanoke safe and sound.
Well, it's possible.
With the help of Manteo, Native American who can speak English, and a man that John White and England trust.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Our Roanoke Grave argumentative video is sponsored by Flex Tape. Palisades falling apart? No problem. Flex Tape will get your palisades fixed and ready to guard your colony for weeks to come. Now that we've brought up our topics, it's time to argue about them.
Are you sure you want to argue with me? I've shut you down episodes before.
Well, I don't have to do it alone. I brought in a guest.
Sounds a bit desperate.
I've passed desperate arguments ago. Anyway, Kyle is an expert on Roanoke, so he should be able to finish our argument.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So our topic right now is, who do you think has the best theory on Roanoke?
I think that you both have solid opinions on Roanoke case.
Wait, that was before you got here.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of your podcast.
So you heard our exact opinions?
Yes.
So which one is right?
I'll need a bit more information to make my decision.
Okay, they sent John White back to England to get more supplies, like food. If they didn't have much food for 3 years, they had to have starved.
Yeah, but they would have caught fish and stuff from the sea.
But evidence shows in the CSI packet that they were in the middle of the worst drought in 800 years.
Wow, Billy, you have a very good argument.
Yes.
But I think it's time to hear Ryan's theory.
Okay, I think that they landed at Karoa Towing safe and sound, because the evidence shows, from the movie Digging for the Truth, that some native-blooded people do not look like natives because of their blue eyes.
Congrats, I won't have a comeback at that.
I guess I'm the tiebreaker. You've both given me very good evidence, but I think I have to go with Bailey's theory.
Yes.
Well, thanks for visiting the show, Kyle.
Anytime.
Hope to see you back.
Hope to be back.
Thanks for watching, guys. If you want to check out Kyle, his show is BBK Radio, along with Braden N and Braden W. And his email is kyle_a_capello@etownstudents.org. And my email is ryan_m_siler@etownstudents.org if you want to contact me.
Bye.
Disclaimer, Kyle's not an actual expert. Might not know answers to complicated questions. Also, Flex Tape is not an actual sponsor.